Now, we are told here in verse 3, and the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. In other words, there shall be spiritual understanding given to God's people. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. True spiritual values will then be ascertained, and they'll be made obvious. And that which should have top priority will have top priority. Now today, moral values are gone. That's our problem. Actually, today in this country, we have no sense of moral values. For you must remember now, for years, there's been taught in our school the evolutionary theory, which makes man an animal. And no moral values are taught. Now, if you talk today, as I do, about law and order and about high state of morality, you're a square. You're a back number. And somehow or another, you're not as smart as these sophisticated, these clever crooks are today. And therefore, we should not listen to that which is old-time stuff. Well, may I say to you that the old-time stuff is going to be the future stuff. And that will be a king reigning in righteousness. And then moral values will come back into place. Now, the vile person shall be no more called liberal. That's verse 5. And I love this. This is about as up-to-date as you can get. You see, we have today what is known as limousine liberals. The rich today, for the most part, are liberal. Why? They've already got theirs, and it's not being taxed. So the middleman's being taxed to death today to pay for new projects. And you can be sure of one thing, he can afford to be liberal. After all, that rich man with Lazarus just sitting on the floor at his table eating crumbs, that rich man was a liberal. He was willing to give crumbs, but that was all. And may I say to you that today a vile person is called liberal. In that day, why, the vile person will not be called any more liberal, because he'll be seen in the true light. He's a villain, and his heart will work iniquity. The heart of man is desperately wicked. You see, everything in that day is going to be seen in its true colors. No more putting on a front. The mask of hypocrisy will be taken off on not only those who profess to be Christians, but the biggest hypocrites are actually not in the church. They're out of the church today. They are those who pretend to be something that they're not. Now, that is the thing that needs to be. This is a king that's going to reign in righteousness.